She never wore socks. She had a pet snake. She bought a red guitar. And she ate a whole cake. And there wasn't anybody there to tell her what to do. So she did what she wanted to. Everybody knew the story of the princess who saved herself. There was a dragon with a pointy tail. He was bigger than a whale. And his breath was terrible. He scared the princess when he Then she tied him to a tree so the dragon couldn't fly. She told him he was mean and it made the dragon cry. When he finally apologized, she offered him some tea. He accepted it graciously. Now he visits every weekend with the princess who saved herself.
Hello?
Hey, beautiful. Prince Philip.
Oh, hi, Philip.
Yeah, we met at the ball. I was the handsome one who was wearing
Hey, Philip. Tell me if this sounds like a phone hanging up.
Yeah, it totally does. Hello? Oh, I see. There we go.
Hello?
Fee-fi-fo-fum. I smell the...
Oh, come on!
There was a witch who was an evil queen. She was wrinkled old and green. So they got the witch a dress, put some makeup on her face. They started up a band and the dragon played the bass. Every Saturday they play until their fingertips are sore. Mostly math, rock and cuddlecore. And they call themselves the kingdom of the princess who saved herself. The princess who saved herself.
You hear that? That's my kind of summer.
Sounds of summer, so sweet, sweet to my ears. Spending time in the fine sounds of summer.
Thank you. there from Lucy Calentari and the Jazz Cats, Sounds of Summer. Jonathan Colton, The Princess Who Saved Herself, huge hit from the Many Hands release. And Ted Leo, Let All the Children Boogie, benefiting at the It Gets Better Foundation. That's his version of Heroes. And I want to talk to you about Lucy in a second, but between Colton and Ted Leo and Mates of State and Babe the Blue Ox and all of the artists that we've gotten to put together on the Spare the Rock Records releases, you can go to sparetherockrecords.bandcamp.com to find out more information about that. It's one of the rare situations where these compilations are both amazing. Like, I listen to all of them on my own as an old man at this point without young children. And they've also been super successful. Those records together have raised like $300,000. Like, they've saved a lot of lives in Haiti. They have saved lives through the It Gets Better Foundation. So it's this fantastic combination. A huge amount of that goes to you as a producer, to collaborator on those. With that said, you want to tell us about Lucy Calentari and that song we just heard, Sounds of Summer.
Oh, sure. Well, first of all, those albums are all amazing, and I'm so, so happy to have been a part of them. Wonderful experience, especially that last one we did together, the Bowie album. That was a whole lot of fun. And anyway, Lucy is a longtime client of mine. We've been working together for many years. And I believe Lucy was the first time that I was physically at the Grammys and won, which was pretty fun. I love her work. She's grown beautifully as an artist, and now she's producing.
We're joined this week by Stephanie Mayers from Mayers Consulting and many other things. Coming up before the end of the show, we're going to hear music from more people she's worked with. Go Banana Go, Josh Loveless, Secret Agent 23 Skidoo, and more. You should stick around.
Hurt or shame.
'Cause when you feel good, you say so. But when you don't, you can say no.
You don't need to fear, this is your body, no one else tells you how to feel. Here's the deal, you can give consent and you can repeal. This is real, if you need a shield, tell them how you feel. I got body autonomy, a rip body autonomy. I don't want you to talk to me about my bodily quality, so nobody dishonor me. I got sovereignty over my body, nobody's property, 'cause I own the monopoly. I got body autonomy.
Thank you. You're it, the perfect shape, the sure fit. Got a mind and a body to explore with. Got a heart and a soul that are both enormous. The world needed one more kid, it sure did, and you're it. The perfect shape, the sure fit. Got a mind and a body to explore with. Got a heart and a soul that are both enormous. The world needed one more kid, it sure did, and you're it. The one and only you, no other quite the same, that's totally true. There's nobody who has your perfect quirks. Can't find one, even if you search the earth, man. Incredible from your head to toes, and you never know where your steps will go. I bet you grow like a redwood tree, sky high, keep your eyes wide. Life is a journey that flies by, it's a wild ride. A big amusement park, and it shines bright like a shooting star. I hope that you play and have fun while you're here. Every hour, every day, every month, every year. Yeah, that's for you, that's my wish, plus the gift of a whole lot of tunes after this. For a fantastic trip through your life as a kid, and beyond there were songs like a right, so I did. You're it, the perfect shape, the sure fit. Got a mind and a body to explore with. Got a heart and a soul that are both enormous. The world needed one more kid, it sure did, and you're it. The perfect shape, the sure fit. Got a mind and a body to explore with. Got a heart and a soul that are both enormous. The world needed one more kid, it sure did, and you're it.
One of my favorite artists in all of family music, that is Secret Agent 23 Skidoo. Pierce Freeland before that, featuring Rissy Palmer, doing My Body here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, indie music for indie kids. Come to you from our flagship station, KUTX 98.9, and distributed via PRX. My name's Bill Child, I didn't say that. With me this week, it's Stephanie Mayers. How are you, Stephanie?
Great, Bill. How are you?
I'm good. It's great to still have you here. Tell us about your work with Pierce and Secret Agent 23 Skidoo.
Just wonderful, beautiful, unbelievably creative talents.
Cactus, Pierce is like multi-hyphenate of all sorts.
Pierce comes from like the most unbelievably creative family. When I met him and I found out about his mother, Nina Freeland, who's like a 7-time Grammy nominee now, and his father, Phil Freeland, who was an incredible architect. He designed the Smithsonian African American Museum in D.C.
Crazy.
Among many other things. And the people that would hang around his house, I think Maya Angelou used to just be in his house, and he would call her Auntie Maya. He's one of those people that you just kind of feel lucky to have time with, you know what I mean? And Cactus, I've known forever. When I started Mayors Consulting, which is now 10 years. I'm celebrating 10 years right now, which is pretty great on my own. He was one of my very first clients and actually the first Grammy that was won of a client of mine. Yeah.
So from the semi-profound to the very goofy, we're going to hear from Go Banana Go, who, along with Flula Borg, guest hosted last week. And this is a song that cracks me up every time. It's I Found a Cool
Rock. I found a cool rock. Gonna name him Greg. He's big and he's gray and he's awesome, and he doesn't have any legs. I brought Greg home so he could meet my mom. But just like always happens, Mom and Greg really got along. Hey Mom, give my best friend back to me. I miss hanging out with Greg. I wanna watch TV with my best rock friend, cause there's a documentary on about rocks, and we really both like it, and he might see someone he knows. I found a cool rock. I found a cool rock. I found a cool rock. And he spends more time with my mom than me. Mom put Greg down, and she left the room.
Oh yeah, she left the room.
Then Greg and I had a real long talk, and we decided everything was cool. My mom came back in. She said, are you guys cool?
Are you guys cool? Or what?
So we told her about our real long talk, and then we we hugged and went to the pool.
Well, that's great.
Now we're all swimming together and it's the best day of our lives. I'm pretty sure that Greg is the kind of rock that likes to swim in the water because he dives way down deep and he's not coming up.
And Greg? Greg! Greg!
Brian?
Yeah, Greg?
Where's your mom?
Never mind, he's fine.
Dreamer, you can lead the way.
Music there from the wonderful Gustavo Yellowgold, Brighter Side. Josh Lovelace before that, featuring Francis England with Butterfly. And Go Banana Go start off with I Found a Cool Rock. Josh, wonderful, comparatively recent entry, although I guess it's probably been 5 or 6 years now, to Family Music, keyboard player from Need to Breathe. Francis England, one of the artists that I kind of think of, not as somebody I discovered exactly, but I think I was the first person to ever play her music on the radio. She, like Gustafer, Morgan, they came to the studio at Valley Free Radio. One of the, maybe the first or the second, them and the Deedledeedledees were one of the first people to ever come and do an in-studio for Spare the Rock. So 19 years ago now, probably, maybe even closer, more than that. And Morgan passed away, was it 3 years ago now?
Like 3 years.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't, there's not a lot to say about Morgan that I haven't said, or not a lot for me to say, other than just a singular talent, remarkable voice. And one of the things I always think about, it's very interesting, is that he is one of the few artists that really did songs that had to do with the end of life. And he was just a remarkable talent.
Sure. Wow. What a profound loss. Morgan, man, I knew them since Peanut Butter and Jams. I remember Rachel coming in with the baby slung around her, walking around while nursing. That's how far we go back. And I love that human being so much. We were such good friends. It was just a really beautiful friendship, and his talent is undefeated. He was just one of the most interesting artists I've ever encountered, and what he built, this entire universe that he created, just still blows me away. And when I introduce other people to it, they're blown away. And it's just a legacy, and I feel so lucky and blessed to have been part of that.
Yeah, legacy was the word I was going to use. Stephanie Mayers from Mayers Consulting, longtime collaborator, friend, partner, wonderful human. MayersConsulting.com, I believe, right? If you want to
that's
find
me.
Out more about your,
yeah.
your work.
That's where I'm at.
We start and end every show with They Might Be Giants. This week it's going to be Dr. Worm, which is the first They Might Be Giants song we ever played on the show. We're online at sparetherock.com, Facebook and Instagram at sparetherock. Send us an email at show@sparetherock.com. Have a good week, y'all. Bye-bye.
They call me Dr. Worm. Good morning, how are you? I'm Dr. Worm. I'm interested in things. I'm not a real doctor, but I am a real worm. I am an actual worm. I live like a worm. I like to play the drums. I think I'm getting good, but I can handle criticism. I'll show you what I know, and you can tell me if you think I'm getting better. Twirling the stick. When I give up.
You can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there.
I want to believe.
Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.